You know, every once in a while, an airplane rolls out of the paint shop and it stops you in your tracks. Not because of what it can do, but because of what it represents. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about a brand new livery that just showed up on the ramp, and it's wearing its heart on its fuselage. Southwest Airlines has unveiled what they're calling Independence One. It's a Boeing 737 MAX 8, registration November 1776 Romeo. And if that registration doesn't immediately click, say it again, November 1776 Romeo, 1776, the year the United States formally declared independence from Great Britain, 250 years ago. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, airlines painting special liveries is nothing new. We've seen everything from Disney characters to sports teams splashed across aluminum, but Independence One is something different, and here's what you need to know about why it matters beyond the marketing. First, the registration itself. November 1776 Romeo, getting a vanity N number through the Federal Aviation Administration isn't like ordering a custom license plate at the DMV. The FAA maintains its aircraft registration database, and specific N numbers, especially ones with historical significance, are highly sought after. Southwest didn't stumble into this one. They went after it deliberately. And that tells you this wasn't a last-minute idea thrown together by the marketing department. This was planned with intention. The aircraft is a 737 MAX 8, which is Southwest's current workhorse and the backbone of their future fleet. So this isn't some aging airframe they pulled out of the desert and slapped a flag on. This is a frontline revenue airplane that passengers are going to see in regular service across the domestic network. You might walk down the jet bridge in Baltimore or Dallas Love Field or Denver and find yourself boarding Independence One on an ordinary Tuesday. The livery itself commemorates the United States' semiquincentennial. That's a $10 word that means the 250th anniversary of the nation's founding. 2026 is the big year. July 4, 2026, marks exactly 250 years since the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia. And across the country, you're going to see celebrations ramping up. Independence One is Southwest's contribution to that moment. Now, here's where I want to connect this to something broader for those of you who fly general aviation. Special liveries and commemorative paint schemes have a long tradition in aviation that goes well beyond the airlines. Think about the warbirds you see at air shows painted in historically accurate squadron markings. Think about the vintage Sturmans and Cubs restored to their original military training colors. Aviation has always been deeply intertwined with American history, and pilots have always understood that connection in a way that maybe the general public doesn't always appreciate. The United States built its global position in the 20th century in large part on the strength of its aviation industry. From the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk in 1903 to the arsenal of democracy producing tens of thousands of military aircraft during World War II, from the Berlin airlift to the Apollo program to the modern air transportation network that moves nearly a billion passengers a year domestically. Aviation is not a footnote in American history, it is a central chapter. So, when Southwest rolls out an airplane called Independence One with the registration November 1776 Romeo, they're tapping into something real. They're reminding people that the freedom to fly commercially and privately is deeply American. And for those of us who hold pilot certificates, that resonates. Let me give you a little context on Southwest itself, because their history is its own American story. Southwest Airlines was founded in 1967 and began operations in 1971 out of Dallas Love Field. Herb Kelleher and Roland King famously sketched the original route map on a cocktail napkin. Three cities, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. That's it. The established carriers tried to kill them before they ever flew a single passenger, tying them up in court for years. Southwest fought through it and revolutionized the airline industry with low fares, no assigned seats, and a culture that was unlike anything the legacy carriers had ever seen. Today, Southwest operates more than 800 Boeing 737s. They are the largest operator of the 737 in the world. They've never furloughed an employee involuntarily, and they've been consistently profitable in an industry where profitability is famously difficult. That's a distinctly American story of grit, competition, and doing things differently. Independence One fits right into that narrative. Now, for those of you tracking fleet trends, this also puts a spotlight on the 737 MAX 8, which has had its own complicated journey. The MAX was grounded worldwide in March of 2019 after two fatal accidents. It returned to service in late 2020 after extensive modifications and recertification. The airplane flying today is not the airplane that was grounded. The flight control system changes, the pilot training requirements, the additional redundancy built into the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, or MCAS, were substantial. The MAX 8 has now accumulated millions of flight hours since its return to service, and it has performed well. So when Southwest designates a MAX 8 as their flagship commemorative aircraft, they're also making a quiet statement of confidence in the airplane itself. That's worth noting. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on liveries like this. There's an operational side too. Special liveries cost real money. A full custom paint job on a 737 can run anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 or more depending on complexity, and airlines think carefully about the return on that investment. The social media buzz, the passenger interest, the brand visibility on the ramp at airports across the country. Southwest has historically been good at this kind of thing. Their previous special liveries, including their state flag series and the Lone Star One Texas Tribute, have generated significant public attention relative to the cost. For general aviation pilots, there's actually a parallel here worth thinking about. Your airplane's paint scheme matters more than you might think. Not for marketing, obviously, but for visibility, for pride of ownership, and yes, for resale value. A well-maintained, sharp-looking paint job on a Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee signals to a buyer that the owner cared about the whole airplane, not just the engine and the logbooks. It's the same principle airlines use, just at a different scale. This affects you if you're planning any travel around the July 4th, 2026 period. By the way, the semiquincentennial celebrations are expected to draw enormous crowds to cities like Philadelphia, Boston, and Washington, D.C. That means temporary flight restrictions. It means congested airspace. If you're a GA pilot thinking about flying into the Mid-Atlantic region around Independence Day next year, start planning now. Watch for notices to air missions, what we used to call NOTAMs, and be ready for potential TFRs around major celebration venues. The FAA has not yet published specific restrictions for the semiquincentennial events, but based on past precedent with major national celebrations, they're coming. Count on it. In the meantime, if you happen to be at the gate and you see a 737 in red, white, and blue with November 1776 Romeo on the tail, you'll know what you're looking at. Independence One, Southwest's way of reminding us that the freedom to fly and the freedom of a nation have always been part of the same story sources. Today, from Simple Flying and my own aviation news desk. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Clear skies and tailwinds.